this panel, and it's the first time I feel I'm the oldest one in this town panel, certainly I confirm. And excited also to see the outcomes of the work of the group. Which before responding to your question, maybe I just wanted to reflect on one point in terms of the challenges, and specifically that I was listening very carefully to the presentation that Judy did this morning on the energy transition, which basically the critical energy transition minerals that we call CETMs, that started within the UN system, focusing on this aspect when we started the work on the working group on extractives during COVID, late 2020. The thing that we started speaking globally on the energy transition, and we're just focusing on the downstream side of the equation, renewable energy, and looking to the environmental aspect, linking that to the social, but we forgot two important aspects, that minerals are key. It's exactly when we were, given that I'm originally from the oil and gas sector, and it's specifically that we didn't learn from this business model when we spoke about, and when we started working globally on the energy transition. So the minerals globally are not ready, independently in which region you are, and independently in which country you are. And unfortunately, we're not fully integrated in that. So that's why the critical energy transition minerals face really an important challenge while trying to support the global agendas in terms of 2030 fossil development and the net zero by 2050 or 2060, depending on the horizon that countries set for themselves. But at the same time, looking that they have to the human capital and the skills gap, you have the issue of access to finance and technology, and more importantly, that it's extremely basic sector if you compare to the oil and gas sector and what they had to turn on from it. So these are the challenges that certainly the guidebook touched upon part of them, but they needed to be taken into an integrated approach to ensure that when you both views are from producer consumer, we have also producer consumer dialogue in the oil and gas sector. And that may be, to help it a little bit to improve the market dynamic, but not to the extent that the energy transition with the miners would help, because it involves a huge community, specifically that the US system gave this platform for addressing inequality in an integrated approach. Now, to answer to your question, and maybe let me first to emphasize that if you take it globally, when we started working on that, we were looking first on the extractive, so our focus on the oil and gas sector and fossil fuels in general. But then when we focus on the minerals, you are speaking about, technically speaking, like 81 countries globally that sourced, obviously, most of the resources, if I may, just they represent also a quarter of the global GDP and half of the world population, but nearly 70% live in poverty. And then if you take that, then obviously it's not about the producer and consumer, it's about how you really drive the energy transition, and all of us on take the train at different, I would say, stations, but we are all have to take the same train if we want to achieve the targets, not just about the environment, but the right of economic development. This is extremely important. And you know, now I come from the oil and gas sector, looking that the oil and gas sector, it's industry at scale, and then obviously much more advanced in terms of technology that we implement. Specifically, I'm coming from the engineering perspective, and I know perfectly that that's a huge difference when it comes to the renewable energy industry, specifically the complexity. But however, the market is much more prominent in terms of revenues. Now the minerals cannot compete at the scale unless it's taken the whole value chain. And when I say the whole value chain, it means even when it's not just at the consumer level, but obviously how you make value of each, I would say, molecule that you have in the mineral sector, in order that you create jobs, in order to create more, I would say, industries at different scales. And you have the opportunity in the mineral sector to drive more of the private sector at small scale. This is the added value that we have. And obviously, at the national level, you have more opportunities to increase the value chain and work on it rather than just exporting, you're the mineral that they are. So these are the added value from a technical level. However, I want to say that the energy transition, critical energy transition minerals, the minerals also in terms of business models should not be dissociated from the oil and gas sector, because you have a lot of things to learn, number one. And number two, sometimes you have them in different, I would say, setting. I mean, my first project in the oil and gas sector was also, they gave me a project on mining, very small one. And to be honest, I didn't have the knowledge at that time. And it helped me to see the social and economic environmental aspect, just because it was mining. It was a small project. And it was located where you have the rural communities. So this is what I want to add. But technically speaking, at scale, the mining sector cannot bring as much revenues, but just if you take an integrated approach, provided that, as highlighted by the colleagues here, that the consumers and producers all take into consideration the collaboration, and the business model that used to be in the past should dramatically change to be a win-win situation, and those who hold the resources would not have the resource curve, because now they live, most of them, in a poverty and inequality, and the world needs them, and that's why we need to invest in the human capital where you have the resources. But just I want to add one last point that you, I was inspired by what you said. In the oil and gas sector, we used, from producer perspective, speak about security of demand. Actually, now it's not questioned just to the security of the demand. The security of supply is not an issue, as you highlight in the mining sector, unless the demand side, the consumer understand that they need to work collaboratively with the producers, and depending on which region you are, in order to unlock their resources and support their sustainable development, in order to have the move all of us in the critical energy transition minerals. Thank you.
Thank you, and I would actually have a follow-up question on that, because